This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We're on Joy 94.9, you're with Daniel and Mason, but not really because Alicia sometimes is here. It's 4:35 and we have in studio a very special guest. His name is Adam Novello. Novello,
very good.
And I even said, Adam, am I pronouncing it right? Yes, yes, he said. Turn on the mic, say it wrong.
That's the way showbiz.
Showbiz in a
Adam,
nutshell.
No, speaking of showbiz, Chapel Off Chapel next Friday the 10th. Don't know what you're doing, Alicia, sometimes, but I'm going to be at Songs for Gals, written and performed by Adam Novello. Adam, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you for having me.
Get used to that applause.
Oh, I hope so.
It's not songs that you're singing your love for girls. It's not songs you're singing to girls.
No, that's right.
Just tell me how it works.
So the whole set list of the show is songs written and performed by women, but I'm performing them. So the show is a really, really nice tribute to the female singer. And I guess when I, as a singer growing up, I was always told I sang like a girl. This is where the show sort of came from.
They meant that as a compliment.
Well, yes and no, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I think it was mostly because I always sang songs by women. Whenever I wanted to sing in public, I was like, I want to sing Tina Turner. And people are like, why don't you do Bon Jovi? And I was like, no.
Understandably.
Yeah, and it was a constant thing. I was always like, no, I want to sing Judy Garland and stuff. And,
that's so weird because I was Manilow.
Fat, yeah.
Right? Right? Or Neil Diamond.
Duet.
OMG.
Perhaps. Anyway, and so then I was like, you know what, I'd love to, you know, just do a show where all of those sort of filters of what I should sing and what people think I should sing just aren't there, and just sing the songs that I've always wanted to sing, and put a set list together of songs that, you know, I would have killed to have sung when I was 10 years old and I never got to. Mm. And now I'm 25 and I'm just like, well, I'm going to sing whatever I like. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, you've got the big divas, you know, Amy Winehouse, yes. Lana Del Rey, and Judy Garland, my favourite.
Yeah, mine too.
How do you step into their shoes? Is it more of a tribute and you're taking it your own way?
Yeah, I didn't want to in any way impersonate anyone because I think I have such respect for these singers, obviously. So I didn't want to in any way try and impersonate people. So I think for me it's more about putting my spin on them and singing them with my voice, while also just paying tribute to how brilliant these women were and are and how much they still inspire me today. So, yeah.
Tell us about your musicians because you're live on stage with a three-piece outfit.
Yes, so Stephanie Lewandon-Lowe is my MD, who is fabulous, and she's everywhere at the moment, and she's just wonderful. So she's on keys, and then I've got James Davies on drums and a lovely man named Oscar on a bass. So he's got a beautiful upright bass, and then for some of the more pop songs, he'll be playing an electric bass guitar. So there's three musos, and then I've got Jessica Conn, who just came off Kinky Boots. She's going to be singing as well.
Where's Kinky Boots go now?
It's finished. It just closed in Brisbane, yeah. So she's back home and I'm like, right, you're mine.
There must be, just in your industry, there must just be an influx of people. Like, because you've also worked in musicals, right? You were in Matilda.
Yeah, I just finished on Matilda, that's right. Yeah.
So then this is a great thing to be doing. So this is, you've developed this idea yourself and you're getting it up. And this obviously, I mean, it's a lot of work to put into something for it not to then tour and go national.
Yeah, that's right. So the idea being, and I think for me, with musical theatre, of course, I love to do it, but it's not something that can keep you busy every week of the year. And so I think for me, it's always nice to just put on my own things and write stuff and make work for myself because unfortunately, as wonderful as this industry is, it's not full-time, I guess. So I wrote this show while I was on tour with Matilda with it in mind of being something I do once the show is over, and here we are.
What's the magical ingredients that go into a great cabaret? What kind of things do you need to have?
I think for me, when I see a good show, it's when I connect with the performer. I think there's the intimacy about it. I want to walk into a cabaret and have that person include me in the journey. I think you know, a lot of performers can be self-indulgent in a sense, but I think for me, I want to I want the people to come into the room and feel like they're in the show. You know what I mean? I don't want to feel like I'm just standing there going, listen to how fabulous I am. It's like, no, I want you to come along with it. I want you to love the songs and I want you to hear my stories and relate to it, I guess.
Because you can't just be a great singer to be a cabaret performer. There has to be the banter and the...
Yeah. And, it's
and the, so do you have a little bit of the stories about the women that you're singing?
That's right. Yeah. The whole thing sort of has a very loose through line of, you know, me growing up, and I do a whole thing about the first time I sang in public and then I sing that song.
Right.
Where I do like the really daggy Corrie that I did when I was like 8 years old.
And I love that you say Corrie.
Oh yeah, Corrie. That's the lingo. I tell stories about, you know, where these songs come from for me and when I first heard them and why they're in the show and why they're important to me and why, you know, in pop culture, why they're important as well and why these women are really important.
Are you a Melbourne boy?
Yes, born and raised.
I had a country Victoria feel. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
I think it's because you seem so passionate about it from a young age that I might have a Billy Elliot vibe going on. I don't know. Is that kind of...
Well, I grew up in Mill Park, which is sort of northern suburbs, but quite far north. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I was 8 years old and I went up to teachers and I had the school assembly every week and I was like, I'd like to sing at assembly. It was like I was a little alien. You want to what? You don't know, Adam. You don't want to sing. You want to try it for the football team. Like, no, I would really like to sing something. So I think, yeah, for me it all started when I was really young.
See, if you're a teacher, and I'm not, but imagine beautiful Adam coming up and saying, I want to sing something, because your heart would be like, I just want him to be able to sing that thing.
That's what I want.
But I want to protect him from what is going to happen next.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You hope nowadays that you put a little 8-year-old to sing at assembly and everyone's just cheering wildly. But how do you have the confidence to know what you want to do? Like, you're obviously a passionate singer and it seems like you've known all your life. How did you have that confidence to keep going?
I think it really just comes from the fact that it makes me happy. And I think I'm one of the lucky ones that from a really young age I knew what made me happy and this was it. Music, and I would always dance around my house, and that was the ultimate high for me, was, you know, singing and the feeling that came from that. So at that age when I was going up to teachers asking to sing, it was because, you know, I know I'm going to have a good time, and it's just been that way my whole life.
And you didn't have any grown-up squash that? Like, no, you didn't have a parent say, no, that's not going to happen?
No, not at all. I was very lucky that everyone at home was just going, yes, absolutely. You know, I remember my first dance concert. Mum sat me on the kitchen bench with a makeup bag and said, right, I'm going to do your makeup for you, but I'm going to do it once, and then you have to do it yourself.
Fantastic.
So, because
even my mum didn't say that.
Yeah. She was like, if you're going to do this all the time, you have to learn to do it yourself. So I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
So we got at it. Yeah, I was very lucky.
Billy Elliot would have loved that.
Yeah.
If
Australian
had that.
Billy Elliot
That's
story.
Right. Yeah. Now, you said to us secretly in the green room there that then you might be doing one special. Are we allowed to? Is that much of a reveal?
I think we can spill, yeah. There is one. I do a song that's not by a female, and it's a song by Peter Allen.
Close enough.
Yeah, that's right. song by Peter Allen, and it's called Quiet Please, There's a Lady on the Stage, and the whole he wrote that song about Judy Garland. Judy. And so I remember hearing that song and the lyrics and how he's just paying tribute to this female singer and saying, no, let her have her moment. She's got things to say. She's got things she needs to express, and she feels things, so don't... Whatever your opinion is of her, let her sing her song. And I think that is what the show is. It's just letting people sing how they feel and express themselves how they feel, which sadly is still something we need to put out there today.
Breaks your heart.
Go along and have joy in your heart.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's one night only. Is there a chance? You know, people say one night only, but they've got the option of busting out a second night. This is actually for reals one night only?
For reals one night only at this stage.
Right.
But hopefully, look, should it go well and people enjoy it, and I hope they do, is that it'll be something that we carry on next year and take into state and,
must do.
Take it on the road.
It's at the Loft, Chapel Loft, Chapel Friday, the 10th of November at 7 p.m. sharp.
Yes.
Don't be tardy.
Please don't be.
and we can get tickets from...
Yes, just go to Chapel Loft Chapel, their website, chapeloftchapel.com.
Okay, and your personal... Do you have a profile somewhere, page that they can check out?
Yes, look me up on... I have a Facebook page, just Adam Noviello, and, there's plenty of information online.
It sounds great. And you know what? Good on you for having the initiative to go and just set up a show and do it and not just sitting there waiting for another fabulous musical opportunity.
Well, I get bored very quickly. That's where the show came from. I was in Perth doing Matilda and, you know, there's not much to do in Perth. And I was just like, I had this little idea and I was like, well, let's just put it together. Why not? when they're going to go home when the show's over and sit around.
And I guess you're travelling with musos
all the time.
You can workshop all that.
Yeah.
Just run me through quickly, and I want to get on play a track, but run me through the outfits on stage. You're dressing, are you suited? I will be wearing
this really great sort of sheer silk shirt, just all black on black on black. And then
heaven.
Black vest, and, you know, she might be rocking some heels, but come along to the show and you'll see.
Oh, well, best of luck for it, Adam. We look forward to seeing it.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.